I'm Dan Klufstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is ordering restrictions on bars and restaurants for 2 weeks in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. Sean Crawford has more.
At the close of business tonight, the establishments will be prohibited from having customers inside through March 30th. Pritzker says they will be allowed to provide pickup options or food delivery. He called it a hard step to take, but says a lot of residents have ignored the calls to stay at home and avoid crowds.
It's unfortunate that many people didn't take that seriously. The time for persuasion and public appeals is over. The time for action is here.
The president of the Illinois Restaurant Association says safety is the top priority of his members, but adds they will seek some sort of financial relief. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the upper chamber will vote soon on the latest deal to address a nationwide outbreak of COVID-19. Congress already approved an emergency funding package this month. The latest measure is aimed at addressing the economic impacts of a virus that so far infected several thousand Americans and killed more than 60. Durbin says the pandemic is creating disruptions for workers who can least afford it.
What's the answer to a person who says, yeah, I've got a fever, but if I don't get a paycheck, how am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to keep the lights on? So what we're trying to do is to establish standards for medical leave so that a person can make the right health decision for themselves and their family and all of us.
The legislation was negotiated by the House and Trump administration. It's also designed to strengthen unemployment protections and provide free COVID-19 testing for those who need it. Durbin says more federal legislation is in the works. He called for Republican leaders to immediately pass the legislation using a procedure called unanimous consent to avoid having the senators return to Washington. Illinois health officials have reported 93 confirmed cases of coronavirus disease statewide as of 3 p.m. Sunday. Seven Democrats are vying for a seat on the Illinois Supreme Court, once held by the court's first black justice. Democrat Charles Freeman held the post from 1990 to 2018 when he retired. Freeman died this month at 86. P. Scott Neville, formerly an Illinois First District Appellate Court Justice, was appointed to complete Freeman's term. Neville and six other candidates are seeking a 10-year term on the high court. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois Healthcare, along with other medical facilities across the country, is announcing changes to its visitation policies at its facilities in our region. As of this morning, SIH's Memorial Hospital of Carbondale, Heron Hospital, and St. Joseph Memorial Hospital will meet people entering their facilities and conduct a quick health screening. Patients will be limited to one visitor at a time, and no visitors under 18 will be allowed. SIH says it will work in circumstances including end-of-life care and others. You're asked that if you're not feeling well and you've not been told by a doctor to come to the emergency room, you should call ahead and make sure you can get in to be screened. Toll-free hotlines are set up through SIH, along with SSM Health and others, to provide some screening opportunities for patients who feel they may be sick. Governor J.B. Pritzker says his options are between bad choices and less bad choices. During a daily briefing on the coronavirus pandemic, Pritzker said he's moving beyond an appeal to good judgment for people to avoid getting out.
It's unfortunate that many people didn't take that seriously. The time for persuasion and public appeals is over. The time for action is here. This is not a joke.
Pritzker says he's ordering bars and restaurants to close starting this evening. They'll remain closed through at least March 30th. That's on top of school closures that were announced at the end of last week. Delivery and curbside takeout establishments can still provide that service. COVID-19 case count stands at 93 and climbing in 13 counties so far in the state. I'm Jennifer Fuller.